This podcast is on the air because of support by listeners like you. Because of the show's increasing popularity, it's actually reached its bandwidth allowance for this month. So please visit the producer's podcast page and make a small donation so that you can continue to enjoy this great podcast on a regular basis. Thanks for choosing Podomatic.com.
Hello.
Hello. It's episode 9, March 6th. I've never said the date before.
Never said the date.
But I don't really know why we've never said the date. Why have we never said the date, Nathan?
It's not. It's because it's a saga.
Because our podcasts are timeless. You can listen to them at any time.
Yeah.
It's a saga.
Let's get it on!
That was Roger the Full Effects. You might recognise it from Emo Game. You're right there, Nathan. Okay, Emo Game from emogame.com. We haven't played Emo Game before. It's a really good game. It also teaches you the history of emo too.
Those of you don't know, check out emogame.com. Don't listen to it if your parents are in the room because it's got gay sex in it.
Don't play it if they're in the room.
Don't watch it. No, because it's mainly watching. You're watching cartoons have gay sex for the first bit.
Yeah, but you said listen.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, because there's a lot of, like, sex noises as well.
True. The, wow!
Yeah.
Memories.
Memories, yeah. Not real life memories, Charlie. Let's just state that.
No,
not real life memories.
No, I mean,
computer
like...
computer game gay sex memories.
Wait. I was going to say...
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say, but I am going to say that, wow, like when I used to do it, and used to make you laugh all the time.
Yeah, it still makes me laugh, Charlie. Still makes me laugh, don't worry.
Maybe I should do it more often then, to make you laugh, because you laugh at gay people suffering. Actually, not really gay people suffering. No, it's people...
Gay rape. It was gay rape. Anyway, let's just stop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What have you been up to this week, Nathan?
We went to see Death Cab, didn't we, Charlie?
What did you do this fortnight?
We went to go see Death Cab, Charlie, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It was good.
It was good.
I thought the bassist was very cool.
Yeah.
Despite his haircut. No offence. Well, some offence, obviously, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they were good. I thought We Are Giants was a highlight when... We look like giants, rather.
Was that the support band? Or the...
No. We look like giants, Charlie. Oh. The song, oh. And then the guy got out the little drum kit.
Oh yeah.
We look like giants. Anyway, I'm not gonna sing. He got a little. He got like the lead singer Ben got out on like a little drum kit.
Well, he didn't get out. There's like two. It's like two roadies came on and got out this like little drum kit from like underneath the other drum
kit. It was cool.
Kit.
It was cool. And then like had a little jamming session with the drummer.
I felt a tiny bit sorry for the bassist and the other guitarist though, because they were just like watching these two guys have a drum jam. They could tell they, you know, wanted to get involved.
They should have got drums as well.
Yeah. Oh man, just four drum kits on stage. Yeah. Put like delay, put some gaff tape on the synth, could just play one note and, you know, it could work.
We'll do it.
Yeah, one day.
Apart from that, I went to go and see a band called Break the Sky. They were good. They were playing at the garage.
Upstairs or downstairs?
No, downstairs. My friend Nick's in the band, and they're really good. So I think you guys should check them out. They're at www.myspace.com, surprise, surprise, / Break the Sky Noise. They're from the UK. Yeah, that gig was good, though. Her Words Kill and support from Grace. Test Switch Isolator, who are amazing, amazing band. Test Switch Isolator. Yeah, we might play some Break the Sky. Might be Charlie. If you let me, I will.
Why would I not?
I don't know. I don't know. You might have other plans. You might want to dictate the show.
Well, I usually do.
Yeah, I know. So I thought, yeah. I thought I'd say it on air, and then if you say we're going to play Break the Sky, you can't go back on it. Although we could just delete this whole section and then pretend it never happened.
Well, I just won't say anything now.
What are we doing now, Charlie? Should we play a song?
We're not going to do the quote.
Emo quote of the week. Okay.
Emo quote of the fortnight.
Yeah, so that was Emo Quote of the Week. It was by Death Cab for Cutie, and the quote was, "And there's no blame for how our love did slowly fade. And now it's gone, it's like it was not there at all."
Yeah, we've got loads of shout-outs to make this week because you guys posted loads of comments on our MySpace page.
And we live for comments. Right, Charlie?
You do.
I live for comments. I'm always on MySpace.
I just really, really, really like them. I don't live for them.
I was only joking, by the way. But I really do like your comments.
No, and he actually does live for them.
Anyway, yeah. So here we
shout
go. List of people.
You do one, then I do one.
All right, go.
Shout out to Ali.
To Kaylee.
To Felix.
Yeah.
LSRFM 106.6 in Leeds only.
106.6 Leeds. To Mark. Oh, let me do this one. To Akash. Big shout out to Akash. I love you.
Why not? Shout out to Akash.
Okay, go on. Yeah, go on.
Hi, Akash, too.
I love you.
He's one of our... he's quite a huge fan, actually, of us.
Yeah.
Janet,
was your comment, "I could do with some Charlie cake right now"?
"I could do with some cake"? Or was it "I could do with some Charlie cake"? What did you mean? Did you mean "Charlie cake sounds good"? You mean "Charlie cake sounds good"?
We don't know. Please explain.
Yeah, because I don't want to be in a cake.
No, I think Charlie cake is like, you know, it's like beefcake. I don't know what I'm talking about. Ian, hello. Manda, hello.
Ellie, hello. Cinderella, or... Yeah, Cinderella, hello. MG, hello. The Remedy, hello.
PJ, Dylan.
Andrew, also known as Slim, but also called by your real name.
Sammy.
Oh, Paul, same time.
Wow. Hello to Millie. Thanks for being... Thanks for making me your favourite. I appreciate it. You're my favourite too.
Jade. And Scott,
yeah, thanks for the review on iTunes. We love you. And thanks for the Drop Dead Gorgeous recommendation. I'm going to try and get them on our show. Like, all your recommendations, thanks very much for all your recommendations of bands, if anyone recommended a band. But, like, it takes us a bit of time to get in contact with them and get them on the show, because we have to get their permission and stuff. But please keep them coming, because eventually you will hear the bands that you... Well, hopefully, anyway.
If they're good.
Yeah, if they're good. Drop Dead Gorgeous, although ridiculously seen, are pretty good.
I haven't heard any of their stuff yet.
Oh, don't worry, Charlie. I'll sort you out.
You'll sort me out.
I'll sort you out, Charlie Cake. are we going to finally go into a song now?
Have we not played a single song?
No.
Okay, let's play a song.
Can we play Break the Sky?
Come on.
Okay, Break the Sky. Laguna Lake has frozen over, or something like that. Enjoy. We'll be right back. twirling under the stars. With no words and no job. With no words and no job. She lays there with conceited eyes. Break the Sky with.
Sorry, I just seen the Death Cab quote still.
Break the Sky, Laguna Lake has now frozen over, or is now frozen over, something like that. My friend Nick's in the band. Check him out. Break the Sky Noise with a myspace.com/ before that.
Yeah.
I'm not funny at all. Hot noob. Anyway. where to next, Charlie?
I don't know, because you should do the shout-outs in this bit. So, can we just have a little gap? Let me just have a little gap.
A little gap?
Yeah.
I'm kind of stuck for ideas, to be honest.
Well, that's because we usually don't have to have ideas.
We've used up all our good ideas in the beginning. We've done the shout-out, we've done... Quote of the week, riff
well,
of the week.
Why did you do the shout outs then? You were so insistent.
I don't know. I was just well excited about everyone listening and commenting and stuff. You know, I live for comments.
Okay. Well, we could either. We could do the recommendations now. We could do, should go into a little rant. Have you got anything you want to rant about?
Have I got anything I want to rant about?
I don't really. That, like,
yeah, I was quite chilled out this fortnight.
Yeah.
I didn't really have anything. Maybe, yeah, maybe we should do recommendations. Yeah, so what's your recommendation of the week, Charlie?
We're not going to have the... We can't not have the, you know...
Oh, you mean...
Brace yourself!
Oh, wow, I didn't see that coming.
No, see, Wait, we've lost the element of surprise with that.
I think this is like the worst podcast ever, Charlie.
Why? It's well because good so
we've
far.
We've got no, we've got nothing. I've got nothing to say. Anyway, yeah, recommendations.
I've got a non-emo recommendation.
Alright, do that first.
Should we do it first? Should we do it first? Like, mix it up.
It's
the band Be Your Own Pet. What's your opinions on them?
I think they're absolute shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
But that's good though. That's good. Conflicting.
They've got. They're quite like punky indie sort of thing. So chances are, if this is emo, you'll hate them. But
I hate them.
I like their song "Adventurers," which is their new single, which is coming out soon.
Didn't they do that? Did they do that song that was like we won the lottery or something?
No.
Oh.
They did that song like "Damn Leash" that, with the caterpillar in the video that I ate them.
Boo.
And the bassist has a huge afro. Anyway, yeah, they're my non-emo recommendation. Do you have any recommendations? Nathan!
Yeah, my recommendation. Just looking at my CD collection. Oh, Yeah, I know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be by a band, Burning Spear. And the album's called Dry and Heavy. It's a reggae album. Here's a little clip. Enjoy. So that was Burning Spear there. I like reggae. Do you like reggae, Charlie?
It's all right. I don't have any. But if, like, you know, someone was like, here's a reggae CD, I'd be like,
Bob Marley, right. You got to appreciate Bob Marley.
Yeah, he, you know, started the whole political music thing.
And Jimmy Cliff.
He didn't really do that, yeah. Oh, Jimmy Cliff.
Jimmy Cliff, a legend.
Not that I really know any of their music, but I remember seeing him on later with Jules Holland once.
Yeah.
And he was quite jokes. And yeah, I don't know. I'm not really know much about the reggae scene. Maybe you should educate me, Nathan.
Maybe I should.
If anyone's like me and is uneducated in reggae, then I think, you know, we should get taught by the best, and that's Nathan, isn't it?
I've got dreadlocks and I smoke a lot of ganja.
And you don't wear...
I'm way too high.
And you don't wear... condoms, you spread your seeds. Do you not hear that? That's why, isn't that what Ross, that's what someone told me. Rastafarians don't tend to wear condoms having protection, they go unprotected. They believe in spreading their seed, and that's why Bob Marley had so many children.
I didn't know that.
That's what I heard.
I didn't know that, to be honest.
Is that just wrong? If anyone says that's wrong.
I don't know, whatever. Can I get onto my email recommendation?
No.
No. Am I allowed to play a clip of my email recommendation as well? I'll say it has two yeses then. Yeah, so my email recommendation...
It reminds me of this episode of South Park. You know, like, people, like, in films and TV recommends when they can't speak. It's like, you say one beat for yes and two beats for no. It's like, beep, beep, beep. It was one where, like, they burnt this, like, woman who alive, they burn again, she's like barely alive, and they were like, one beep for yes, one beep for no, what's it them? And she was like, beep beep, and they were like, yes, yes. You get it?
Yeah, wow. Thanks Charlie, thanks a lot. Everyone's gonna be appreciating that. Everyone's gonna be telling their friends. By turning the mic away from me, ruin the mic now. Charlie's upset. Yeah. So, on that amazing note by Charlie, thanks very much again.
I thought that was actually quite funny. Yes, yes. See, there we go.
Yeah, it's funny. Anyway, yeah, email recommendation of the week for me. Charlie doesn't have one. It's a band called Thriller. Here's a little clip.
Recommendation of the Fortnite Thriller. Up next is Between the Buried and Me. What song are you going to play by them? The one with the when you played me earlier. Yes, Charlie, here we are. Okay. Wow, Nathan, your voice is going to be high pitched.
Yeah, I don't anyway, know. Let me, maybe.
Yeah.
can't really quite, my, I still just can't get over how good they are. Mental.
Mental, yeah.
Mental. I'm like from Southend. Anyway. We'll yeah, stop. We normally talk now, Charlie. Stop eating.
Sorry, I can't new talk whilst I eat.
Yeah. I haven't really got anything to say.
No. I haven't really got anything to rant about. I've been alright recently.
I think we should ask the listeners to give us a topic or something like controversial, and then we can like rant about it. And you take one side, I'll take the other, and we'll have an on-air argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
And then, and then maybe people can argue about it on our MySpace as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should open up a mainstream group.
Yeah, because groups are cool, and I live for comments, stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you actually live for them?
No. No.
Hand in your heart, no.
No, I don't. I don't live for comments. It's just a statement that you
then,
say.
Then why are you lying to all of our fans?
It's just a joke. Chill out. Don't make me angry. I'm well, like, chilled out right now. Please. I'm just way too high. Anyway.
I take you, you're high on
high life. On life. High on life. That's right. Another song, Charlie. This is your choice, isn't it?
Is it my choice?
It's your choice.
Well, I don't know.
Just name any song and we'll just play it.
Can't we just do that thing where like, okay, here's a song, we just play right, a song on, and say what on. It is afterwards.
Alright, go on then.
Okay.
No, do it then. Pretend we haven't had this. Also, Charlie, what do you want? It's your choice.
I don't know. How about this?
Chariot with the ex Norma Jean lead singer. Did you know that, Charlie?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Fact of the week. The Chariot lead singer is the old Norma Jean.
Do you have Fact of the Fortnight?
Fact of the Fortnight. That's the new... On the spot. That was on the spot.
Foff. F-O-F. No, let's forget the Foff.
Foff.
Fact of the Fortnight. There we go.
Fact of the Fortnight is... The lead singer of The Chariot is the ex-lead singer of Norma Jean.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's what the facts of the Fortnite. That's me at the Aqua Viadic jingle. Oh, I didn't know that. And he'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's time for the next week.
For Foff.
For Foff. This one wasn't Foff. I apologise for the Foff.
We don't have any more songs, do we?
No. Are we going to have a rant now?
No, we're not having a rant. We've already said we're like,
well, not, are we?
Okay. I reckon we should just end the show. It's 31 minutes long now. Almost 32. Yeah. It was
goodbye.
Quite a hardcore. Wait, I just want to say something. Wild, it was quite a hardcore one today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was also quite crap too.
It was like the worst one. Yeah, but I think it had wicked music.
Even though we did do emo cut of Deathcare, which isn't hardcore. But again, their emo-ness is hardcore, not their music. Anyway,
right.
Goodbye, farewell. I'll be the same to you. Bye.
I didn't realise you were so camp, Charlie.
Yeah.
Camp.